Josh gave the bar a final walkthrough, picked up the couple of napkins the waitresses had missed, then grabbed his keys. It felt odd to be the last one there. He hadn't closed the place in weeks. Ever since his brother Tony had died and left him as Megan's guardian, his priorities had changed. Spending his life in the bar didn't hold the appeal it once had. Not when he had a kid in his life who expected a bedtime story and a hot breakfast in the morning. He flicked off the lights and locked the door behind him, the automatic actions a consequence of years of working nights like this one. It was a good thing, too. His thoughts kept drifting to Mira, not a shocker. The woman always found her way into his mind. She owned it, along with his body. He just had to figure out how to lay his claim on her when the rules made it impossible. He would. That was a given. The how, though? Yeah, that remained up in the air. He strode across the employee's lot to where he'd left his car parked. Out of habit, he kept pulling into the same spot he'd occupied for the past 5 years, next to his old apartment on the rear of the property. "You're a dead man walking, Josh Conway." Josh swung his head toward the voice. Zeb stood several feet away, legs spread, hands held loosely at his sides, and hatred stamped on his face. A visible tremor added to the bloodshot eyes and flushed skin, so did the chatter of his teeth. Josh tensed. Zeb's condition had deteriorated in the hours since Josh had last seen him. Great. Just what he needed to deal with tonight. "Am I now?" "I might say the same about you, Zeb." "What are you on?" "I ain't here to talk about me, so save your breath." "Okay. No talking." Josh curled his fingers in a bring-it-on motion. "Let's just fight." The quicker he knocked Zeb out, the better. The cops could deal with his ass then. "Oh, we're going to fight, and you're going to hurt." Zeb reached behind himself and pulled a gun, complete with silencer. Every muscle in Josh's body strung tight. "Don't be foolish. Put the gun away."